Hey, my name is Rich B. Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Without even turning around, Haunt knew what that sound had to have been. The class computer broke. He forced himself to turn his head and saw the now silent crowd spread apart and revealed the classroom's only computer on the floor. It lay face down, its blue backside pointed up like a capsized ship, with glass pieces glimmering on the floor like dead bodies floating in the sea. "Mr. Haunt," the secretary's voice came from the speaker. Something was off about the way she said his name. "Yes, Michelle." "Hold on, Mr. Jaff wants to speak to you." Haunt's eyes widened. "Mr. Haunt," Principal Jaff's gruff voice said from the speaker. The students picked up their overturned desks at the sound of the principal's voice and sat in them quietly. "Yes, Mr. Jaff," he eventually said. "What was that noise I heard when Michelle clicked over? Did something shatter?" "Yes, Mr. Jaff. It was a computer screen. It fell on the floor." "And it broke?" Haunt exhaled and lowered his head. "Yes, Mr. Jaff. The screen shattered." Principal Jaff let out an angry sigh over the intercom. Haunt practically felt the hot breath on his face. "I'm sending up security," Jaff said. Haunt's eyes stayed glued to the speaker. The principal's voice came blaring through the PA system. "I want the nearest security guard in Mr. Haunt's room now," he said. His voice was hard and demanding like a jackhammer on concrete. Haunt watched his newly reformed students take out work from their bags as he dragged himself back to his desk. He sat down and leaned forward, resting his chin on his forearms. Why did bad things always have to happen to him? He looked at his students, hating every one of them. Mr. Lawson opened the door. His thick frame was covered with laughing skull tattoos from his neck to his forearm. His dark blue uniform, which had short sleeves and revealed his muscles, commanded every eyeball in the room. Lawson zeroed in on the smashed computer in the corner, and then on Haunt. His gaze made Haunt perspire. "I'm here, Principal Jaff. Over," Lawson said into his walkie-talkie. His eyes never left Haunt's face. He looked angry and disgusted. "What's it look like in there?" Jaff asked in bits and pieces on the other end of the walkie-talkie. "Bad. There's a busted computer on the floor. There's even a textbook hanging out the window." Did he have to mention that? "And what about the kids? How do they look?" Jaff continued. "Well, I see one knucklehead trying to hide that his shirt's been ripped, and another has a bloody nose, so you know the two of them are going at it." "Tell Mr. Haunt that I want to see him in my office immediately," Jaff said. "You got it," Lawson said, and when Haunt stood up, his legs almost gave out beneath him. "Watch his class while he comes down here," Jaff said. "Yup." As Haunt dragged his feet past him, he heard Lawson whisper, "Boom shakalaka, bitch, justice is served." Haunt walked out of his class and stopped at the top of the third floor stairwell. With trembling hands, he reached into his pocket and took out a picture from his wallet. It was of his wife when she was younger. Her beautiful hair was still lush and brown, and there wasn't a wrinkle in sight. Haunt closed his eyes and kissed the picture for good luck. He planted one right on her lips.
Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.